good in Pittsburgh. 73 is holding. 327 New York. Appreciate it. Every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut, and I guess this is my time. Yeah, Roger? Beautiful, a little overcast here too, getting humid, going to be, I guess, about 88 degrees. It's about 80 degrees right now, getting humid, but hey, it's okay, it's better than rain. We've had enough rain for a while there, Roger. About the same there. I know South Carolina and North Carolina, they had a lot of rain. It rained all week there, and finally, I guess the rain moved out, so hopefully they've had enough rain for a while there. Roger? You're knocking down the trees, you're knocking over the birds. There's not a safe bird around there, Roger. Well, you know, I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I've never run a whip. I've never run a 102-inch whip, but they said there's just nothing better. They said if you're able to get the SWR down and the grounding and everything set up, that there's just nothing better. But, you know, it just isn't practical there, especially if you're going through drive-thrus or something. You got to remember that, Roger. Yeah, You know, I ran that same antenna for years on my truck. It's a great, great antenna. 5,000, my God, a serial. That's a great antenna. I don't know how many people I've talked into buying one of those around here. And every single one is happy that they bought it. It's just a great antenna. It's a lot better. You know, I had a Wilson 5000 on before, and just got a lot of noise and stuff. Always static. I put on that stereo, it really cut down on the noise. Roger. No, I don't know if it's the mount. I don't know. I just had a regular, I used just a Wilson Magnum mount, you know, on mine. So I don't know what mount she used. Maybe some water got in the, where the coax is, or, you know, who knows? Maybe it's the antenna itself. I really don't know. But I don't hear any of those going bad. I mean, I haven't heard a complaint on any of those antennas. Roger. Just boom, 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 boom. Everybody knows when you're coming. They go, here's that crazy guy with that big antenna on his roof again. I know. I even got a lot of looks when I had my stereo on there. You know, I used to have people would tell me, who do you talk to on that thing? Why is that antenna so long? And I says, why? I says, you know, I do have to contact the aliens every once in a while, let them know what's going down on Earth. And they just sort of looked at me like they actually believed me. Especially the way things are now in this world, you know. Better be careful. They never know what they might think they are. Sounds good. What kind of radio are you running there?
It's a 7100.
Oh, okay. Yeah, really nice. I'll tell you, you get a good deal on those radios now. I don't know. They're, geez, I don't know what I saw them for, $800 or something. I couldn't believe it with the rebates and stuff. They're just not popular. People don't buy them there, Roger.
Right around what I paid for in about a year. And, yeah, something.
crazy because there's people, there's guys that spend that much on these Rangers. I mean, hell, you get like the N4 Ranger, oh my God, they're like $695. That is really a good radio. Mark 2G is really a good radio. They're going now. I see them now on QTH. Really nice ones for like $550. The price really went down on them. And those are fantastic radios. Some of the guys around here have them, and they work out really well. I talk to him every day. I talked to him yesterday, in fact. I think I even heard him this morning. I'm not sure, but on 385, all the crazies came out. They had all the crazies yesterday, and you got this one guy there who's just terrible, and I just can't stand listening to him. So I just shut the radio off this morning, went out, took the dog for a walk and stuff, and came back. I just can't stand this crazy stuff. The world's bad enough. We got enough problems now. And I turn on the radio to have a good time, and I don't want to listen to a bunch of foul mouths and F-bombs and N-words, and, you know, there's just no place for that. The guy's in New York, the crazy guy, I guess. That's what Georgia One told me. He knows the guy, Georgia One, David down there. He knows him, and he said the guy's a nutcase. He's in New York somewhere, Long Island, and he was already out there this morning starting his stuff. So I just shut it down. I had enough of him, and I did other stuff, you know. But I'm just too old. I've been doing this too long. I'm just not going to deal with idiots, you know, and I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to egg them on. I mean, I don't care what they say. I just turn the knob. Roger. Sounds like Dennis to me.
Hey guys, good morning. Yeah, just walked in here. First thing out of JD's mouth was the steel whip. So I went, yeah, that's probably what I need to do is somebody to whip me with a big steel whip.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, don't worry though. He was saying good things about you. He said you're a great guy. You know, people pay for things like that now. Come on.
Yeah, All right, guys, I'm going to get back out of here for a minute. I just couldn't pass that one up. But good morning, everybody. I'll be sitting here with it on. I've got to do a little email stuff this morning. 838 Dennis. Yes. Yeah, zip on.
Around the shack here today, and good to hear from you, and a great big hello, Stan.
Boy, he
happy trails, Stan. Happy trails until we have a visit again. Thank you.
Swung the beam out there and he dropped out of sight. Yeah, well, I'm back on the flat side pointed north there. I had the other beam pointed towards Texas.
What's going on in Buffalo? Well, good morning from 549 Noble. Bruce, it sounded different. What are you doing? You're killing me, Bruce. You're killing me. I just don't know, Bruce. In other words, you weren't ready to CQ, but you was ready.
Yeah, no, it's had plenty of that. All right, catch you later.
Good morning, I think this is George.
brother. We got a big old copy on you. 260 out there in Georgia. Sounding really good today over here in Texas. Take care and God bless. Have a happy Father's Day and enjoy the weekend and enjoy that radio, man. It's loud and proud. 260 out there in that great Georgia state. Take care. God bless you, my friend. 1252 old Ron over here in Quitman, Texas. We'll be back off and listening again. Solid 9S units and just staying real, real solid on the signal, man. Sounding real good. That audio is really Q5 too, man. Sounding real good. All right, 260. Keep that antenna right where it's at and just work it. It's working for you, brother. Take care. God bless you. 1252, Ron. We'll be back on the side.
All right, have a good, Ron. Yep, personal listening, John.
Okay, John, fine business. We got it all when you said it all. Take care and God bless you, man, out there in that beautiful Georgia state. Stay out of the way of all that mess that's going on, John. I feel sorry for the police officers. I really do.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, it's going crazy.
Understand that they do it here. Kind of rude, ain't it?
I can't.
Kind of rude on them there. See you later. Hello, 61.
Bien, bien, bien copiado ahí, compa. Saludos ahí, buenos días. Saludos a toda esa gente linda y bonita por allá, por Chicago, Indiana y por toda esa parte ahí central ahí. Qué bueno es que te puedo saludar. Copiándote muy bien por acá, por el centro de la Florida. Desde la...
Mr. OFF on the coast of Bama. Baby.
Hey, tell Josh I said howdy there, Gary, if you would. I haven't heard him yet this morning, but tell 420 hello for me.
It gets hotter than we got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
That's my problem. I hear it loud, but I can't transmit. Have a good day. Yes, Danny. No? It's in about 8 up, ready to go. No. I said it's in a box taped up, ready to go.
I just and 15, just to see what was happening. I thought I heard a little
plane
coming through. Happy Father's Day, Bassmaster out.
What are you doing, Danny?
North Carolina, good morning. Did it finally quit raining down there?
Yeah, it did. It was real blue yesterday, but it was day to day. So wait for it to come. Just planted a bunch of grass about a week ago, and hopefully we'll get a pop. Out there, Roger.
Well, hopefully all the seed didn't wash away there, Roger.
Yeah, rain was never that heavy. A lot of times we get gully washes and it all washes away, but this time I don't think it's, we had constant rain, but not, washed away, so I'm hopefully, the wife from out here yesterday looked at it and said, oh yeah, it's coming up.
Good, good, that's good. Glad to hear that. Well, it'll have enough rain for a while, but it'll probably dry out real quick once that heat and humidity gets out there, Roger. Yeah, see here, all we have is clay. So when you got talking about clay, oh my God, it stays wet for weeks. It took probably 2 weeks for my backyard to dry out.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, for North Carolina, it's just clay up there. But clay, everything gets muddy, you get all nasty all the time. Good stand.
Yeah, it's the same way it is here. We had a real wet May, and oh my gosh, and April too. I didn't think the backyard, there were parts of the backyard that, grass was almost 3 feet tall. I just couldn't cut it. Finally, I had to go back there with a weed whacker, and I had to whack it down. Then I had to go over with the lawnmower. And the thing is, if you don't cut it, it'll never dry because the sun won't reach it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, we'll let you go, buddy. We'll let you continue your QSOs or whatever's going on. We just had to get off of 385. It was just too crazy. So 73 to you. God bless. Happy Father's Day, and we'll be listening. 1102.
Okay, 1102. Thanks for the wave. Thanks for the wave, 1102. One, my goodness, where have you been? Good to hear you, Jay. Well, talked to you a long time. Good to see you out there, Jay. Okay, can't you take mine too, brother? Good to hear you. How you doing, dude?
I can tell what the wind's gonna do by the way my body feels there, more or less there, Roger. Everything's going good, Jim. Going real good there, dude. I appreciate you asking me. Yes, going good.
Disabled. I feel so sorry for him, Bill. You know, he's the only son I got. and he'll be 40.
Yeah,
he'll be 48 next March. Over.
Got Victor Zeller. Let's see, Keith, this is Kilo Charlie Ford. Tango Victor.
I've been lucky. I've never ever really got a really good shock out of anything. About the closest I came to it was replacing a tube in an FM transmitter one day. And when you replace the tube, you had to retune the cavity circuit that the tube went into. And you did it with the slider that went up and down inside that cavity. This was on a Collins transmitter, or at least it was called Collins at the time. Later they became known as Continental. Different company took over. But you changed that tube, you had to play with that plate slider adjustment inside the three-way cavity to get it tuned right again. And sometimes it took a while. You had to bump that thing up and down with a rubber mallet a little bit, and then turn the transmitter back on and tune it to see if you couldn't find a sweet resonance spot. And of course, stuff like this always wound up happening after midnight. You've been working all day, you're tired, you're not quite sharp as you should be at times when you're dealing with it. I remember opening up the VM cavity one time, and the breeder resistors in this transmitter apparently were burnt, or they weren't in circuit for some reason, and it wasn't bleeding down. Normally wouldn't have been a problem because when you open up that power amplifier cabinet, there was a little contact that would short out the high voltage supply, make sure you were safe when it was empty. So I think I'm maybe on about the fourth or fifth try to get this thing into resonance. I opened that cabinet up, and that little grounding contact did not activate. Just wouldn't release, didn't pop out. And I didn't know until it closed, I reached in to touch the tube. And the hair on both arms stood up. I knew right away what was going on, that there was a lot of voltage there, but luckily I was on a wooden floor at the time, and I didn't have my arms in contact with the cabinet or the grounded metal parts around it. So I just went in and lived to tell the tale today. yeah, that to me is the most dangerous situation of all, is when you are not totally in charge of what's going on, and you've got somebody at the other end who's telling you, okay, go ahead and do it, because I've done the same thing. We've had the cases where we were the antenna tuning unit on AM tower, and in a case like that, you've got somebody inside the transmitter building, maybe, you know, 100 yards or more away from the base of the tower, who's turning the transmitter off and on for you as you're changing the paths on the inductors and whatnot, to change as best you can. You've got to rely on them to give you the right information and whatnot. Normally, you'll have them shut it off. You'll move it a turn or a half a turn or something. Try it out ahead and then turn it back on and see what kind of readings you're getting on it again. And I was doing that one day, same story. And I went to pull the cap off that coil, and it was still hot when I pulled it loose. Which luckily I was dealing with some insulated pliers. The huge arc popped across there and whatnot, had me jump back all the way across. That doghouse, by the way, is the name used mostly in broadcasting for the little bitty buildings at the base of the towers where the tuning components go. So I know, never trust when somebody tells you. I always double check it, put a big screwdriver to grab or something across it to make sure that there's no RF or voltage or anything left on that thing.
Money. No one's going to know the difference right now, I'll tell you.
Oh, no, man. The difference between 3 and 350 is not even noticeable there. I did a test with a buddy of mine there between 300 and 100 and then down to like 35 watts. It was only amazing. It was one S unit between 100 and 300.
Yeah, that's amazing. You'd think it would be more, but, you know, that is really true. They said that the first 500 makes the biggest difference, and after that, it just doesn't matter. They said the difference between 500 and 1,500 is less than an S unit.
Wow, it's so crazy to me. Like, then the, like, between 35 watts and 100 watts, I went from an S5 down to an S2. So I lost 3 S units going from 35 watts down, from 100 watts down to 35 watts. That's amazing.
Yeah, and if you took the 100 and went up to 300, you probably only gain a half of one or something more than that. Yeah, it is bizarre. It's a hard thing to figure out, but I guess depending on the band you're on, it makes a bigger difference. I'm not sure, but on this one, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
No, man. If I drop this down just to 100 there, you might see me drop down a little bit, but when the band is running like this, man, you can't even tell.
Yeah, last key up, I got you 20 over here, so you're doing an awesome job, buddy. Well, you take care there. Operator name here is Gary, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee. Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, 20 miles west of Cleveland, and we're going to let it roll, and you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work there, Roger.
Yeah, Gary, man, I tell you, again, name here is Scott. Scott's the name here, 192. And, yeah, S9 to 10 over the whole conversation, never went below S9 to 10 over there, and you hit 20 over many times there. So, the system there, what are you running there before you take off?
I got an ICOM 756 Pro 3, and I'm on the horizontal side right now. I got a 3 Element Yagi on the flat side about 25 foot up.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it just sounds fantastic. The audio is just amazing coming out of that radio for sure there. All right, Gary, I'm going to let you roll, man. I got to see if I bought my parts here. I'm at the shop there. I got to see if I can fix some parts up and go to my next customer there. Have a great day, bud. I'll catch you again there. 1102, this is 192 in Raleigh. 73, Gary.
You too, buddy. Take care. God bless. Happy Father's Day if you happen to be a father coming up. And be careful there. Watch that virus. 192, 1102, Cleveland. Standing by.
Hey, great QSL this morning, man. Appreciate it there. Really nice there. Have a nice day.
73,
and yeah, happy Father's Day to you if it applies there. 192.
You too, Scott. Take care, buddy. That other station out there calling 1102. Go ahead.
260 Northwest Georgia.
260 Northwest Georgia. Good morning to you, buddy. Well, I hope you're doing well. 1102 return.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're trying to stay away from that coronavirus. Trying to not get out too much amongst the people there. I'm probably going to get that dang virus. I'm 67-year-old. I don't need to get none of that stuff.
Yeah, it's not doing good. It's really getting big down in the down south, I guess. And Florida and the Carolinas have seen a huge jump in it. So you guys got to be careful for sure. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you didn't get on that beam there at 3 on the yacht. Yeah, I can't try to get. I can't talk anymore. It ain't been up too long. Yeah, I'm talking off a Mako B5000 ground plane, about 6 feet off the ground there.
Well, it's doing a good job for you, buddy. Sounding good, and you take care and have a nice Father's Day coming this weekend. We're going to let you go and see who else might be out there. And 73, God bless, be careful, and be safe from our house to yours. 1102 said that.
Yeah, I need to stay up here. My hand lies in the amateur. I've been thinking about it, but I know there's a lot of guys that come in here off of in prayer now.
Cleveland, standing by.
260 coming in loud clear down here in Central North Carolina. 8711,
you're blowing smoke up here in Cleveland. 1102.
Thank you very much, sir. You're doing the same.
Roger. Well, 871, you take care and be careful down there in the Carolinas. I guess you guys got some virus stuff running around like crazy down there. So take care and happy Father's Day that's coming up this weekend. 871-1102.
CQ, 357 Mobile, Southern Florida, calling.
Southern Florida. We got you up here in the Buckeye. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Hear you out there local talking. Figured I'd say hello. Everything up there in the Buckeye today.
You know, it's just fantastic. Beautiful day. It's about 80 degrees and sunny. Doesn't get any better than that. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, the sun's just breaking out right now. We had a little rain this morning, but that's how it is this time of year. And the sun's breaking 85, and looks like it's going to be a great Friday.
Yeah, we had a little rain yesterday afternoon around dinner time, and sort of a quick shower, and I went out to water the flowers this morning, and they were still a little damp, so we're just going to let it go and save on a water bill there. Roger?
Yeah, I hear you on that one for sure. Yeah, water's more expensive than electricity down here in Florida, so I know what you mean.
Yeah, water here is really, really expensive, a lot more than it used to be. And you're right about electricity. You know, it is really more expensive than electricity. By the time they add the sewer charge and everything onto it, it's just crazy expensive. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's nuts. I'm from Long Island, New York, and